Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. That sounds a little bit like Kane's swagger. And that means Joe Zagacki is signing in. I don't know if he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline or not, because he's actually technically signed into the same feed that we're on. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hawk. How are you?
Joe Zagacki.
I'm not Zoom bombing you today.
Yesterday, he knocked me off the air with Crowder because he was anxious to get on for Hurricane Hotline. Today, he waited his turn, and he came on at the appropriate time. Joe Zagacki is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Tonight you can hear him on 560 The Joe, 6 p.m. He will have Hurricanes Rewind. All right, give us your big takeaway from Canes UAB on Saturday to open the season.
Well, it was just great to have college football. It was great to have University of Miami football. So
no doubt.
Almost anything could have happened. I still would have done somersaults. I was happy about Cameron Harris. And one of the reasons why is because Cameron in his first 2 years, kind of a bashful kid off the field. And then as soon as DJ Dallas left a year ago, he started becoming this very vocal presence for the University of Miami on social media and also with the team. And then he backed it up in the game. And so I think when you have somebody who wants to be a vocal leader and they back it up in the game and they run hard, they run with authority, I think that's a really encouraging sign. He also made it all the way through the game. He's had some problems with injuries in terms of getting through a game. And then defensively, I thought it was just kind of quiet. They didn't get the turnovers. They had a couple of chances, but there was a long stretch there where UAB didn't really move the ball at all. In fact, I turned and looked at Don and said, Alabama Birmingham's not doing anything against this defense. Of course, then I jinxed it. They went 75 yards for a touchdown. But I thought Silvera played well, and I think their three safeties have a chance to really be physical and intimidating. Amari Carter, Bolden, and Gervin Hall.
You know, Joe, taking a closer look at the offense, you know, we had the debut of Rhett Lashley's spread, and the tempo was pretty fun to watch. I think they ended up running 78 plays officially. That excluded the plays that were called back for penalties. I think it was more like 82 or 83 in real time. So your impressions on that, plus the debut of De'Aaron King.
I loved De'Aaron King. He's going to be fun to watch and fun to broadcast. He's going to challenge, for a play-by-play guy, he'll challenge your vocabulary because he's got all these spin moves in traffic and is able to evade people and find these exit routes and, you know, slither through the defense. So he's going to be fun. And he keeps his composure. And when he runs, he knows where he's running to. He's not a quarterback that's just, you know, crazy legs scrambling and then going to slide down. He knows what his destination is. And I think that's very positive. I did like the tempo for the most part. And they were efficient. There weren't a lot of, until late in the game, pre-snap penalties, and that's Miami's been plagued by that in the past. They couldn't line up in a normal offense without getting a lot of penalties alongside going as fast as they did. So I thought that was encouraging. The UAB coach said after the game he thought the tempo got to his team and wore them down. I do think that they're going to have the same problem in one area that they've had for a while, which should not be at the University of Miami, but it's going to be, and that's the passing game. I don't think this passing game on the perimeter is at the confident level that it should be or could be. It might get there, but, you know, I still think the jury's out on Pope and Wiggins, on how good they can be on the perimeter. I think in this game, it would be really, really beneficial if they got to Brevin Jordan early in the game.
Yeah, you know, you talk about a potential problem. How great, speaking of not having a problem, how great was it to have a kicking game where you felt relaxed when Borgalis would come out to kick, you know, a 25-yard chip shot? Our hearts were pounding last season.
Yes, and you know, with all the problems they had a year ago, can you imagine if they made a couple of kicks? They would have won, I don't know, yeah, two or three other games. The Georgia Tech game, they're lining up to win the game. It's a chip shot. That game should have never went to overtime. They should have won the Virginia Tech game. So, yeah, Borgalis and his kickoffs were, you know, right through the end zone. So that's good. I'll tell you why that's important. Against this defense, I do think if you can back the opponent up, and they're going to have to do this on Saturday night, and force the opponent to always play on the long field, and you give the Miami defense a chance to create negative plays or get turnovers, I think it's hard to sustain a drive against this defense for four quarters. So when he kicks off and pins him back at the 25, that's good. And then Headley, he punted the hell out of the ball. He averaged nearly 50 yards a punt, 48 yards a punt. So that was really good to see. I was concerned about, again, Mark Pope on the punts returns. He flashes. Oh, yeah. You know, he averaged he can flash for you, but he fumbled the ball on one of them, and then the other one he ran all the way back to the goal line. One of those, oh, don't do that. So we'll see if he holds on to that job or not.
Yeah, Joe, I had one more question about your takeaways from the opener, and that was your thought on the offensive line's performance. Obviously, this is a group that really struggled. It's a little bit different than last year, but last year's O-line really struggled in pass protection. They had a couple of imperfect plays this past week, but when you look at what Miami did running the football, 337 yards, I've got to give a lot of that credit to the O-line. How did you feel overall about the way they played?
Encouraged, and I think you're going to see a change on the offensive line this week with Ja'Kai Clark, who started last year moving to left guard. I think he's probably he's so athletic, and what they want to do with their offensive line, the way they move him in their pull game and the way they get him down the field for their screen game, I think this offense is probably really suited for Ja'Kai Clark. So he'll go in at left guard. I think Scaife and Williams on the right side can be really physical, and I think in this game, if Miami's going to win this game, I'm going to put the offense on the offensive line, because I think the Miami offensive line is better than the defensive line of Louisville, and they've got to impose their will, and that would include John Campbell, who I think has a chance to have a very good career at the University of Miami, considering he's 6'5", 310 pounds. But I also think the scheme is going to help the offensive line. They're not going to have to slug it out again all the way down the field. There are ways for them to get down the field in the pass game. I think there are ways that makes it easier on the offensive line through this scheme. And then the last thing about the scheme is you don't always have to have the perfect play to get a big play. Because of the tempo and some of the things they do, I think it creates enough chaos that if you get a blown coverage or a missed tackle, you can get yourself a touchdown.
Joe Zagacki, he's the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. So you'll hear him tonight, 6 o'clock, 560 WQAM, the Joe with Hurricanes Rewind. You'll hear him Saturday with the Louisville-UM game. Kickoff is 7:30. Are you traveling to go call the game from Louisville, or are you doing it from home?
Well, now, do I have to be honest on that one?
Yes, you know, yes. Radio. All the broadcasters are being honest.
Radio is theater to the mind, is it not?
Yeah, well, I'd like to describe to you the theater I'm sitting in right now. It's not anything I'm proud of. You're doing it from UM campus?
We have a beautiful setup at Mark Light Stadium. And so we will be at Mark Light Stadium calling a football game. The first ever football game called at Mark Light Stadium.
Did you call Saturday night's game from Hard Rock?
Yes, from Hard Rock. Home games, we have our normal booth. But for road games, at least for now, most people in college football are not traveling. And
right,
a lot
most
of that,
people are not traveling for any road games, and in really in any sport, to be quite honest.
You know, and a lot of that just has to do with the protocol. And DBJ and I are, I guess we're three quarters of the way in the bubble. But that bubble, you know, because we've gone through the testing and stuff like that on campus, and they have a great setup for the student athletes on campus. Really efficient, world-class testing. I'm just blown away by it when we went through it. But you know, when you travel and they leave on Friday and they're going to test them on Friday, they're trying to spread everybody out on the airplane that they can and condense that bubble as small as they can. And then when you get to the hotel, no one leaves. There's no one in, no one out. So we'll call it from Mark Light Stadium.
I was told that DBJ's bubble is comprised of laminate. Is that true or untrue?
Could be, or shag.
Flooring jokes are always funny shag. To me. It seemed to fall flat here, but I thought a flooring joke was funny.
Laminate bubble. Well, you wouldn't get through a laminate bubble, would you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a very strong bubble. It's yeah, it. Yeah. And for the best in laminate, Don Bailey flooring, of course.
I'm all sure right, you won't mind gonna... you saying that over and over.
Are they going to be able to go to Louisville and win? They're a little bit of an underdog. They're a 2.5-point underdog.
Yes, they're very capable of winning this game. But they've got to not get into a shootout with Louisville. Louisville's got a lot of weapons on offense. So I would prefer it not to be a 38-35 game. They got to shut down their Louisville run and limit their explosive plays. And please don't get beat by a Northwestern player, Tutu Atwell. I love his name, Tutu Atwell, but I don't want to see him running down the field 80 yards for a touchdown. He's the kind of player that University of Miami, quite frankly, should have on their team. He's like Roscoe Parrish, but he's one of the great playmakers in college football.
Joe Zagacki, voice of the Hurricanes. All right, so you'll be on tonight, 6 o'clock, with Hurricanes Rewind, and then we can catch you Saturday on the game broadcast, 560 WQAM, The Joe, correct?
Yes, sir. We added a weeknight Hurricane show. Nice. We have the Hurricane Hotline, and now we have Hurricane Rewind.
All right, very excited to hear it. You want to promote what's coming up on Hurricanes Rewind, or we'll just have to listen and find out?
Going
to
be a rewind of the recent days. No, we're going to have it used to be on Sunday morning, so it was apropos to have a rewind. We were able to rewind the game from Saturday, but we'll have a nice preview of Louisville. We're going to have play-by-play man from Louisville Cardinals on with us, and Don Bailey will join us. So. Quick hour breakdown of Miami and Louisville.
Oh, have you thought about calling it Hurricane Prewind then?
I have, and some other things, but not my call.
All right, fair enough. Somebody texts in, I laughed wildly at the flooring joke. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You'll be here all week.
I'll be here all week.
That
maybe.
Was Don texting him, by the way.
We don't really know. Thank you, Joe. We always enjoy talking to you.
Hawk, thank you. Appreciate it. See you later, Dono.
Thanks,
I'm going to do a commercial here. I'm going to do a commercial here for Caneswear. Are you going to disconnect, Joe? Are you? I'm a little nervous.
Do you want me to disconnect? Do you want me to listen to your commercial?
No, I think you should disconnect.
I'm staring here at my board. I'm trying to memorize all the names.
I'm going to disconnect. I can mute Joe Zagacki, but I think it'd be a lot funnier if I didn't and he interrupted you. So. Am I muted?
I'll be sitting here going, number 10, Rajay Barnes, number 10, Rajay Barnes, and you'll be doing your commercial.
Do you want to just stay connected till 6 o'clock and we'll mute you and you pop in as you please, or you want to just disconnect?
No, I have to disconnect because I have to connect to the other station.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, good call. All right, very technologically savvy. All right, have a good show tonight, Joe.
All right, Hawk, take care.
There you go. Joe Zagacki knocked me off the air yesterday during the show. That went more smoothly, I thought. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.